The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday. Yes, we're live. It's not Memorex. Tuesday, the 16th of October, 2018. And joining me today, it was kind of a surprise to my guy that's sitting there waiting for God in Florida. He says, man, he said, you know, that was something. That took me by surprise. And, you know, welcome to the club. You know, this is what we have to deal with week after week, month after month, just to keep the network on the air. You know, this is, you know, it might seem kind of strange to people. We keep telling them how bad the economy is, and then we turn around and ask for donations. The reason why we're asking for donations is because the economy is so damn bad. If the opportunity was out there, we would go fetch it. Now, yesterday, I got a text. I remember me saying that Larry pledged $1,000, and I had to leave the network last night and run down and get that. And he says, well, I emptied out my account. There's $1,300. And Tom from Philadelphia pledged $500. So what we'd like to do for matching funds on that, folks, it would be nice by the end of the day here if we could get the matching funds on that $1,800. That would be, well, let me put it to you this way. We're still catching up with last month, and we're already past the midpoint of this month. The hurrier I go, the behinder we get. Time waits for no man. Try to hold the hands of time. It'll just rip your arms out and try not paying a bill. Yeah, I'm being punished, evidently, for a bill that was a couple days late. That's why they included, Steve, the October. You know, it was due October 11th, but they said, you know, you've got to pay that month too, otherwise you're cut off. You know, forget the fact that we've been with a satellite company since Hector literally was a pup. And Hector's an old damn dog. So, you know, I guess they feel that if they huff and puff and try to blow your house down, that you're going to react because you're some slovenly, some pay when due, some pay on time, some never do. How do you do? Well, if I had the do to do with, I would have already done it. How do you like that?
Well, I tell you what, I was stressed.
You know you're stressed.
Yeah, I know you're stressed.
And I'm feeling low. My stomach's flip flopping, and you're going right down the tubes with you. I'm going, holy crap!
I didn't sleep really good last night. Like I said, I woke up this morning.
Oh, God.
And we talked last night. I couldn't remember if we'd agreed that I would come on today or not. And you said, I think that was a nightmare you had. And I just don't know. I was kind of confused. I was in a fog there for a while. And I'm thinking, did we talk about this? And we talked about a lot of things last night. And I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, you were having a dream. And I said to you today, I said, well, yesterday was pretty, it wasn't the normal Monday with my friend in God's waiting room. No, by the way, how long are you willing to wait down there before one of these hurricanes blows you away?
Oh, as long as it takes. I'm in the middle, so I'm cool. I think I'm good. I think.
You know, that's what the Catholics used to say. If you weren't good enough to go to heaven, you weren't bad enough to go to hell, we'll put you in the middle. They used to call that purgatory. Yeah. Okay.
Well, after watching that video now, and
Which video are you referring to, sir?
The one on RBN about weaponized weather. Good stuff. Ah.
And you went through that information, and what looked strikingly funny to you?
The wind velocity outside the eye itself should have been, it should have gone out about, I think they said 46 miles, and it did not. The wind speed on both sides of the hurricane from the eye itself doesn't match of what should have been in a hurricane. It's a good video, people, 24 minutes long. Please watch it, share it with others. I am going to send it off to a lot of people. I'm going to send it off to Paul Preston. He is he understands direct energy weapons, and I'm going to get his take on this, but it does not correlate with what should have happened at
now,
all.
Now, when you start talking about direct energy weapons and chemtrails and those sorts of things, a lot of people's brains shut right off. And I can understand the confusion there. It's not – I've not seen this presented as an exact science per se. Mm-hmm. What I see is a lot of research being done, a lot of comparisons being done. And the old saying goes, where there's smoke, there's fire. There is something to it, but we just can't seem to nail it down. Now, this hurricane, Hurricane Michael, which we were told, oh, you got to get the hell out of Dodge and – hell, if you're in Tennessee, you might want to look northward and run up north. You know, this is going to be horrible, bad, whatever. Well, I don't even think the winds reached 155 miles an hour. But something very odd about this is Mexico City sitting in the panhandle. Mm-hmm. That seems to be about the only thing that it hit with,
yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, yeah, it did.
Mexico
right,
Beach. I'm sorry, not Mexico,
Mexico
City. Yeah.
Which was interesting, if you look at these pictures of Mexico Beach, you'll have houses that are just gone,
yeah,
wiped out. This is talking about ground zero stuff. And then you'll have some houses
that are standing there.
That are standing there. And this is exactly what we saw in North California with the fires, now, which we suspected was direct energy weapon.
Well, and I looked at that photo and I looked at it again, and there was a row of housing that was standing there intact. Right. And it looked to be about 10 or 12 homes side by side, and they were still standing.
Right. Right.
Mexico Beach hardly ever gets hit with any hurricane or hurricane force winds. Now, what the rest of Miami, that being the sandbar that juts out between the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico, and that's how I think of it. It's just one gigantic sandbar, not too high above the ocean level. There have been many hurricanes that have over the years hit Florida, and what they keep doing is when they have to rebuild, they come up with stronger materials. They call them hurricane-proof buildings, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. A lot of these buildings will not fly away. And when I looked at that photo for Mexico Beach, as I said, there was about 10, 12 houses right side by side standing there. I would say that they had the upgraded construction standard. But even still, we were told the Tinsdale Air Force Base was just absolutely wiped out. The photos I saw, the place wasn't wiped out. But you know what went missing? And evidently the hurricane picked them up and threw them into the land of Oz was F-22 Raptors.
Right.
22 of them seemed to be missing, and some people believe that they went over to Israel to go fight those evil whatever 300 missile that Russia has. I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you know, can't we even have a natural disaster that's natural? You know, I don't know. I don't get it, Steve. There's too many questions, and it's not like with every story that pops up, we're going, okay, that's a conspiracy. Let's dig into this and find a fault and expose them. I would love to take a natural disaster story and look at this and go, yep, that was a natural disaster.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, this is the only country in the world, folks, that has hurricanes and tornadoes. But if we're going to use directed energy, you know, this would make sense. If you could agitate the eye of that hurricane and really get the damn thing cooking, that thing was moving at 12, 13 miles per hour. It didn't last long. It dissipated pretty quickly. Again, most of the damage, there were some fairly high winds and a hell of a lot of rain and flooding. But 20 miles east or west of this, they weren't 155 mile an hour winds. they were 60, 55, 60 mile an hour winds.
Right.
And even tracked and traced going up the west coast of Florida in the Gulf. The reason why they know, you're not going to go out there and send people out on boats and put their finger in the wind to see how many mile per hour or knots the wind are blowing. They have sensors on buoys that they collect the data from. Right. Well, the same thing with these buoys on either side of the path of this hurricane. I'm not saying the winds were non-existent, but they weren't even depression force winds. Okay? I mean, just really odd stuff about this.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. 24 minutes of people watch it, share it with others. It doesn't make sense. I'm the kind of guy that has to figure out things, and I can't figure this out. It doesn't make sense at all for weather to do this. It didn't span out, and that's not the norm. And there's something wrong here, and we got to figure this out. But something's wrong here.
Well, and most of the problems we have is we like to just add up the facts and see what it gives us. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to give you a math problem. 2 + 2 + 3 plus another number equals what? Now you got to get this right.
2 + 2 + 3 +
another number, whatever. Okay. It's an arbitrary number. You don't know what it is. What's the correct answer?
Well, I don't know what you're. I don't know.
the answer to that question is I don't know because I don't have the last number. I don't have all the facts. I don't have all the figures.
Oh yeah, you're tricking me. Okay,
yeah, there you go. Just seeing if you're.
I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute here, like an algebra thing. I'm going to trace this out and figure this out, but no.
You know, I figured you might be in those Chinese restaurants eating a lot of MSG or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it.
Must be it. Yeah. Well, gosh, do we dare move in on this one? Now, Khashoggi, however you prefer, he won't care because he's dead. A very interesting guy here that was a writer. He was liked by many journalists in this country. He was attached to Saudi intelligence, which is a red flag unto itself. Now, this is a macabre case. Now, there were some, and I don't know where this came from. You mentioned it to me that somehow that this guy was dismembered. Do you know where the hell that came from?
That's what I'm reading here. A couple days ago, we've been seeing that the United States is trying to poke Saudi Arabia, trying to work up some kind of conflict, something with Saudi Arabia. I mean, I just laid the list here. We got China. We've been trying to poke fun and make problems with them and create a war. China, Russia, North Korea, Syria, we're already there trying to disrupt that government. And now we're trying somebody else. And I see this puzzle coming together, John, of we're trying very hard to find somebody who will take us on in a fight. And when we talked about it a couple of days ago that Saudi Arabia was on the had the bullseye on them, they were trying to poke at Saudi Arabia, and then this just happens to happen, which I don't believe in coincidences. I really do not. Most of the time, I do believe something was planned here. So we've been trying to poke at Saudi Arabia, poke at them. Nothing happened. Something has to happen now. Something horrific has to happen, and now we have a journalist who is killed, and that's not good enough that he's killed. He has to be dismembered.
Yeah. And where was the source? That's what I'm asking. Where is the source of that story coming from? Do you know?
No, I don't know. Do we even have a body to even confirm this? We have a body? I haven't seen anybody said, well, we have a body. Mm. We have identified it.
You mean
it is him? No.
The old corpus delicti.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can be convicted for murder and not even produce a corpse. You know, circumstantial evidence, if it's strong enough, we can put you in jail. I guess you'd kind of classify that as being a non-murder, but still culpable and still jailable. Well, like I said, this guy was part of the apparatus of Saudi Arabia. Now, there are more tactical aspects to historic conflict. And when the Saudis cut ties with Qatar, it was Turkey that sent its military to prevent a Saudi invasion of the tiny but extremely rich country. Now, we have this Erdogan here. This gave Erdogan the financial backing he urgently needs in response to the Saudis offered several hundreds of millions of dollars to prop up the force in the U.S. was using to occupy northeast Turkey, which Turkey wasn't really that hip about. These Kurdish groups fight guerrilla war within Turkey and are a threat to its unity. You know, things change over there, and rather rapidly. Press starts picking up on this little terrorist group, and all of a sudden they combine with something else, call themselves something else, and on we go. Now, the effective Saudi ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, we call him MBS for short, so just keep that in mind, Mohammed bin Salman, made a huge mistake when he ordered the abduction or murder of the Saudi journalist Khashoggi in Istanbul. The botched operation gave Erdogan a tool to cut the Saudis to size. But he needs the U.S. support to achieve that. The recent releases of the U.S. pastor, and by the way, the big stink about this guy, you could take one look at him. You just knew that he was a CIA asset. You know, I mean, going back to Department of Agriculture, they used to send their super sleuths and spies into countries. And after they do that for a number of years, no big deal. What they could slip into the country, do their deeds, and be out, and they wouldn't be suspected. Well, this guy, he needs the support. So the recent release of the U.S. pastor, CIA asset, Andrew Brunson, or whatever the hell his name was, is supposed to buy him goodwill with U.S. President Trump. But Trump, to build his Middle East policy on Saudi relations, he cannot go berserk on him. Some solution's got to be found here. Now, Khashoggi himself was a rather shady guy, a journalist, quote-unquote, who is also an operator for Saudi and U.S. intelligence services. Yeah, no wonder he's taken to the back room. Khashoggi's intellectual interests were shaped in his early 20s when he studied in the United States, was also a passionate member of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Brotherhood was a secret underground fraternity that wanted to purge the Arab world of the corruption and the autocratic rule it saw as a legacy of Western colonialism. Now, Khashoggi helped in the U.S., the Saudi, the Pakistani project to destabilize Afghanistan. We even have a picture of the guy standing there in the usual Middle East garb with an RPG in his hand. So who the hell is this guy? I thought journalists use pens and keyboards. Khashoggi became a protege of the longtime head of the Saudi intelligence, Turki Fayezu al-Assad. He was engaged in several projects in Afghanistan, Sudan, and Algeria. He followed the Turki, T-U-R-K-I, by the way, as a media advisor, and then he became ambassador in London and later in Washington, D.C. So he's moving in the intelligence circles, and it's better to have friends in high places than low places. Now, Jamal Khashoggi supported the Muslim Brotherhood during the Arab Spring. This was in line with the Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. You know, let's destabilize these guys and then destroy them. Their regime change program, I like how they say that, regime change program for most of the Middle East. Now, after the fall of Mubarak in Egypt and the election win by the Brotherhood, the Saudi rulers themselves feared to be next in line. They started to finance counter-revolutions in Egypt and elsewhere under the reign of King Salman and his son. The suppression of all aspects of Brotherhood influence intensified. Having lost his protection, Khashoggi decided to get the hell out of Dodge, or that being Saudi Arabia. And they helped him obtain a visa that allowed him to stay in the United States as a permanent resident. Now, Fred Hayat, the neoconservative editor of the Washington Post, hired him. The Post published his columns against the Saudi rulers in English and Arabic. But Khashoggi started a number of projects that reek of preparations for a CIA-controlled color revolution in Saudi Arabia. See, you know, Steve, you know, who the hell are these guys? You know, are they cutouts? Are they double agents? Are they highly paid program to get in and mix it up and destabilize and cause suspicions and get people shooting at each other?
John, I've got a blueprint when we come back.
All right.
I'll share it with you.
Okay, good deal. We'll be back in three. Attention RBN listeners.
Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
All right, Steve, you got a blueprint here to try to walk through this thing.
Yeah, just something kind of drew out here. And to see, Donald Trump's already condemned this killing. Like, we haven't seen a body. I'm very skeptical on this whole thing of dismemberment and all these other things. I made lots of notes on that. But the thing I would say is the action next to be taken by Donald Trump. He's always stated that it's horrific, it's terrible, and they're going to do something. Okay. So I wrote it out here. Of course, knowing that we want to create a conflict or something, I do believe that is the goal with somebody. We got to find somebody who's going to take this bait. So I expect to see some sanctions on Saudi Arabia. Okay, that's number one. What's that going to do? Of course, that's going to decrease the Saudi oil production. It's going to drive down the number of barrels produced per day.
Good.
Of course, right after that, you're going to see the price go up of oil. So let's watch Wall Street next week to see what Wall Street does on oil price. They've got to find a reason, John. We know a collapse is coming. An economic collapse is coming. They cannot take responsibility. They've been blowing sunshine up your rear ends for a while now. Of 3.7% unemployment, that the economy is doing well, despite the fact that 3,800 stores have closed. Sears is in Chapter 11 here. The economy is not looking good. This would be like the fourth or fifth year in a row that we're going to have probably. I anticipate this. This is going to be a very poor retail year again for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So you have to explain these things. You just can't keep blowing the sunshine and people buying it, because they're going to be saying, wait a minute, that's four or five in a row. People are getting laid off. businesses are closing. We need an excuse, John. We need an excuse to blame an economic collapse. We'll stop the plunge protection. We'll stop the quantitative easing.
Yeah.
We'll allow this thing just to tank for a while here and see what happens and see if we can kind of come back. But they need an excuse. And what better excuse is a conflict or an actual war?
Okay, so the contention here is they're going to start a war to boost the economy. But I don't know if that really fits. It was fitting for world wars. You get a bunch of countries and shooting each other, and you've got to manufacture armaments and replace the stuff that's destroyed, and you got to run to the bankers to borrow on insane amounts of money to do so, and on it goes. But these are relatively, how should I say, maybe inexpensive wars compared to what it cost for World War I and World War II, or World War I Part II. I don't know if that's the case. And Saudi Arabia is the step-and-fetch-in for Israel. So we have this triad of the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. It's like the three-legged chair. Knock one of those out of there, and the damn thing's going to fall over. Now, we know in Israel, the Likud party, they want to go to war, or they want the United States to go to war with Iran. So far, Donald Trump has backed off of this thing, and also the rhetoric that you were hearing that, well, he wants to cancel this deal that, you know, Obama set up. And well, I guess a not-so-great deal is better than no deal at all. But the Iranians haven't seemed to be producing any fissionable material to build bombs the way Iran has been predicting. Remember the stupid little thing that the asshat from Israel showed the UN, you know, with his draw the line and his little picture of a bomb, as if we were 4 or 5 year old children that don't know what a bomb looks like. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And Israel needs more contention. They need the bucks. They need a lot of things. After all, they got to clear some landscape because they're waiting to move in. Right. On whatever is left in the aftermath of who we want to provoke and knock over or prop up to knock the other guy over. The simple solution to this, Steve, would be get the hell out of the Middle East, period.
I agree.
You know, totally. Let Saudi Arabia, I mean, this thing with Yemen, oh man, this is starting to build steam. And there are people, because of Saudi Arabia going after the Yemenis, I mean, this is devastating. These people are over there starving to death.
Yeah, so within 3 months, they'll be in famine. Yes.
Yeah.
3 months, yeah.
So, and we're giving how many billions of dollars and brokering arms deals to Saudi Arabia? Who's Saudi Arabia fighting that's a threat to them? Is Yemen a threat to them? Hell no.
No.
Well, Canadian government, they're making a few bucks off some arms sales to them as well.
Yeah.
And why are they doing that? Let's quit selling the arms that these people are blowing up each other with and let them fight their little wars with sticks and stones.
You know, I have always said that, John. I can't figure out, we're a government, we talk out of the side of our mouths, we talk about wanting peace in the world, and what do? We have a huge industry which creates weaponry and sells it to other countries to use against other countries. We continue to fuel the areas to make the wars, and then we come in behind, I guess, to clean up, to make commerce, make more money. It's amazing that we have an industry and nobody condemns the industry that keeps the world unstable, John.
Well,
nobody does.
Hey, Steve, peace is not profitable.
Yeah, I guess so.
So remove that element from this. And the war makers and the people that make the guns and the bombs and the planes and all this stuff, let them go into another business. If they can build a snap, crackle, pop bomb and it costs millions of dollars to shoot off, you know, let these creative people go into the regular markets and start producing something else.
Right.
Rather than their boom booms and all the debt and everything else that goes along with it. Enough already.
Agree.
All right. Bottom of the hour break, 800-313-9443. We're looking for matching funds on that $1,800, and nobody has called today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. L5.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
back. Folks, no joke here. We have not gotten any calls on the matching funds for that $1,800 was put up by Tom and my friend that gave me $1,300 in cash last night. I had to drive south here of Austin to go pick it up. But again, this is just stuff we're paying on for last month, and this is just survival mode we're in right now. Okay? This is to keep stuff from getting shut off. This is not retiring the bills to the network. I want folks to understand that. We're already 16 days into October, and I'm still paying for bills in August, September, and part of October here. But these are past bills. It has got nothing to do with this month. We're still staring that in the face. Steve? Why don't we trade spots? I'll go down there and play with alligators and eat Chinese food and pass myself off as being an RN. I'll take your place if you'll take mine.
I wouldn't trade you in a heartbeat. I would not trade you, John.
Just going to ride that sweaty little pony right into the ground. And when that happens, just hop on another horse.
we got to stick around. I've got a good show coming up on Sunday with Eric Windheim. We're going to talk about G5 technology here and health concerns. So we got to stick around. I've got a great show on Sunday. We do. I'm serious. I talked to this guy today, and he's got all these gadgets. He's telling me, oh, this is throwing this much off and this, and this is really serious stuff. And so we got to stick around.
Yeah. Well, we're trying. We're definitely trying. More people are starting to look at our store, and that's great. You know, a little bit here and a little bit there always helps, and we do appreciate that. And I'm not spending any money on myself, folks. I mean, we're talking bare minimum here. Personally, for food or anything else. So a couple of years ago, I went to a dentist, and dentist says, man, you need a lot of work. I said, what's a lot of work? He said about $30,000 worth. And that was 2 years ago. So, folks, I'm not even taking care of myself. I'm taking care of this network because this is first and foremost. So, the number, 800-724-2719. Call extension 3. Julie's about ready to slide out here. But 800-724-2719. We're trying to match the $1,800. If we can do that, we can give ourselves a little bit of breathing room so Steve can do his show Sunday.
Yes.
I mean, my God, if there's for no other reason, we've got to have Steve doing his show Sunday. You were going to go to – where were you going to go to help clean up or do something?
I was, and I didn't get approval. I couldn't go. So.
You didn't get approval? Who did you who did you have to mother, may I?
My boss.
Oh.
Yeah, got to get approval.
Oh,
couldn't do it, and so I've got to stick around here. I really wanted to go. Actually, it was Oath Keepers for Florida contacted me, and I said, "Yeah, I'd love to. Let me check on this real quick." And did a couple calls and this and that, and it didn't work out.
Well, why don't you send the same people to talk to your boss that talked to Khashoggi?
Yeah.
Well, what else do we got here?
Well, you know, I enjoyed the article on RBN about the 80% disapprove of the political correctness. I love that, which it was interesting that I saw that Las Vegas is getting politically correct, John. I don't know if you know that, if you've been to Vegas lately, but they are getting politically correct. They have decided to change the name of one of their card games, Blackjack. It will now be called Golden Brown Tan Jack. So they're getting in on the PC thing here. We got to be politically correct.
So does that mean that all black jacks in the deck are they going to have to change the color?
Yes, I think that's politically correct. You have to change the color on there.
So a red jack would be okay. Red to me signifies communism. So red jacks are okay.
Well, I think the Indians will probably speak up and say that's not right.
That gives what's the dingbat? By the way, folks, kind of as a yuck. I posted a story on the website, and it's about this stupid senator. What the hell is her name?
Senator Warren.
Thank you. Elizabeth Warren. That she claims that she won her $1 million bet because she's got lineage that connects her to Indians. And what the hell is the 1/1000th of or some stupid thing? Now, but here's the even dumber thing. For 2 days, this is what all the media has been talking about. Who cares about this dingbat? Right. Who really gives a crap about Elizabeth Warren? And do they think that somehow that she's going to get a seat here, or she's not going to be unseated in the midterm elections? What I'm seeing right now, and I take all indicators in, these Democrats, because of the idiocy that's come out of this party, it's going to be a red wave. You know, they keep talking about wave.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, no, these people have no place to go.
Yeah.
Donald Trump was down here yesterday for the guy that he cut up during the Republican debates. But we also have Mr. Beto, and Mr. Beto is he's a communitarian. Forgive me, I can't remember the name of the senator here. gosh, and I can't ask my board guy because he's busy taking a donation. Let's see the amount on this one. I was just handed this. Thank you, Mike. Mike donated $300.
Wow.
And nice. What have you got there? Oh, what do you got? What do you got? Okay, 100. Okay, so that's 400 toward the 1800. That's 14. We've got an hour and 20 minutes to rein in the other 1400 at the request of these wonderful people that coughed up some cash yesterday. And Tom from Philadelphia, he's been a friend and a partner to this network. He's saved our bacon repeatedly. But 14, and we're just catching up to take a breath here so we can continue for another day. But folks, this is for last month's bills. Okay, so understand, we're not just padding the accounts to give us ourselves a little bit more room for next month, because we're already midway through October and we got October's bills that we're building right now. And yeah, those last month and a month before bills, they're not totally paid off. So I'm just saying.
Hey, John, by the way, CNN broke some news today. Don Lemon, you like Don Lemon, don't you?
Oh, he's a wonderful intellectual African American faggot. I'm sorry, homosexual. Did I say faggot? Can we say that in this politically correct world?
I think you said foo-foo, didn't you?
Oh, that's right, poofta. Poofta, yeah.
Shaves his head, by the way. I'm not sure what that whole shaving your head thing, Don Lemon. He's trying to look tough. He's not at all. But evidently, they're running some evidence. They're running some clips of Elizabeth Warren. This is proof that she actually is Native American. Going back to her first grade, where she had a Thanksgiving play. She was played Pocahontas, or an Indian, in a first grade Thanksgiving play. So she does have Indian roots, John, Native American. She is. First grade play, Thanksgiving. There you go. Proof. CNN, they're the best, aren't they?
The Communist News Network, it's a gift that just keeps on giving, isn't it?
Oh, God. I tell you what, if I was in stand-up comedy or I wrote skits, CNN for Saturday Night Live, I mean, they are so comical. MSNBC also, ABC, CBS. Fox is even, I can go out on Fox, but it's comical, John. It really is a stand-up comedian's dream come true, what's going on with these people. They're the worst. And the things they try to pass off as being true is amazing.
Well, I'm wondering if you're Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper are in a love fest down there.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. You know what they say, once you go black, you never go back.
That's what they say.
Is that politically incorrect, too? I'm sorry. I just have to check myself every day. I have to check my bin of things I can't say anymore.
I don't know. They say a lot. I don't know why we can't.
But see, you know, Donald Trump's hateful. You know, I keep seeing this. Their projection to the American people of misogynist and hateful people and prejudicial people and this, that, and the other, it's wearing thinner and thinner, and they're starting to assign certain behaviors to a word, and it doesn't even fit anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we hate Donald Trump. Give it a name. It's just never ending. So is this midterm, once they lose the Senate is held and the House is now Republican, what are they going to do next?
Yeah.
After
reading your article on the political correctness, I thought I'd have a little fun with it, did a little test on my own. So I went out, and I had this guy. I was doing something, and he looked over at me, gave me this strange look, a white guy. And just for the fun of it, for political correctness, I said, "What you looking at, honky?" and he looked at me. He asked, "What are you looking at, honky?" There's your political correctness there.
Did you try to tell him you were a blue-eyed black man?
That's right. I'm a blue-eyed black man.
You could call yourself an Indian. And
I was going to pull that little. I had a nice tan going, and I said, "What you looking at, honky?" Just having some fun here, you know. But everybody's so damn thin-skinned these days. You can't do anything. It's just, that offends me.
Well, I've got my radical outfit on today. I wish you could see this. I have my hooded sweatshirt, my hoodie on. and what it's got on the front of this is a t-shirt. This is a sweatshirt, a hoodie I got from John Trockman from the Militia of Montana. And it just simply says, in green and yellow letters, "Had enough? Militia." Now, I'm wondering if the radicals in the left are going to be stupid enough after they lose the midterm to start to get really radical and start bringing guns and knives and really hurting people. You know, if countries are afraid to invade this country because of the gun owners and what they would do with those guns, knowing full well how those guns would be used and against whom, do you think that these people are brainless enough to try to start a revolution in this country to, as they've stated many times, to bring this government down? I mean, we used to have FBI crawling all over us back in the 90s because they were convinced, their intelligentsia told them that these militias, they're just... Oh my God, they're anti-government people that want to destroy the government. They want to blow up buildings. They want to shoot federal officials. None of which was true. And the more that they investigated, the more they found out what? That we were exactly the polar opposite of what they sent these guys out in the field to go investigate. And literally, Steve, and this is the honest to God's true story, after the Oklahoma City bombing, and I kind of inadvertently got involved in that one. There was a person in the office that was helping me that helped Steve Stockman down here in Texas get elected to Congress. So on political stuff and important stuff, she'd always send a fax over to him. Well, she faxed him the day of the Oklahoma City bombing and gave him basically a situational report or a sit rep. And he wasn't in his office at the time, and somebody else in his office saw it and called the FBI. Hence the FBI, the BATF, the county sheriff, and God knows who was dressed in the suits. They didn't want me to know who they were, especially the ones with the suit that he pulled off the rack that was two sizes, literally too big for him, standing there squinting at me, and he had his ponytail, and he had the stance. You know what the stance is, right? That your one hand is crossed over the other hand in front of you, and your legs are flexed a little bit because you're ready for action. And I looked at this guy, and the greatest insult you can give one of these creeps is to walk up to him and turn your back on him. Mm-hmm. That shows that you are not concerned about him. Well, after all this stuff, this FBI guy looked at me and he said, look, he said, I got a pretty good idea what's going on here now. And you know what? I don't want to see you guys busted up because we may need you in the future. Now, what a hell of a thing for an FBI agent to say, which told me, in the cockles of this guy's heart, even though he was wearing a badge and probably aware of some very dirty and dastardly things the FBI was doing, although he was a good guy, so I guess that canceled that out. But what a strange thing for an FBI field agent to say to me, we don't want to bust up the militias. We may need them in the future. For which side? And what side are you on? Do you mind explaining that to me? I don't know. Well, your statement here about the political correctness.
Yeah.
80% of Americans say political correctness is a problem in our country. Mm-hmm. According to newly released data from the nationally representative poll drawing upon 8,000 survey respondents, 30 one-hour interviews, and six focus groups, some of this data compiled with the help of YouGov has been newly released in a report called Hidden Tribes. Objection, yeah, tribes. We used to be in the United Nations, or not in the UN sense. I'm not saying that, but we were the United States. We were all nation states here that came together and supposedly under the umbrella for the Fed because, you know, they're not going to take too much power. They're not going to do harm to us. Well, objections to political correctness are even stronger among racial minorities and those who have never attended college. High-income college students, especially those with advanced degrees, are the Americans most likely to think political correctness is not a problem. These are also the group most likely to label themselves atheist, agnostic, and identify as politically liberal. And it's starting to come into view now. Wait a minute. Liberal and progressive. Oh, you mean socialist and communist. That's finally, Steve, starting to come out in the media. Now, contrary to a common cultural narrative, the poll finds large majorities of Americans of all ages and income levels and racial backgrounds oppose political correctness, even while, now this is the weird part about this, even while 82% also think hate speech is a problem. Okay, so why is hate speech a problem if you hate political correctness? This may suggest Americans believe thought and speech censorship is not the best way to address rude and discriminatory behavior. Now, opposition to political correctness was higher among Asians, 82%, Hispanics, 87%, and American Indians, 88%, minus the senator. Then among white Americans, 79% of white Americans. Now, in fact, just about every single demographic study showed overwhelming objection to political correctness, except the Americans, the study reporting the poll results identified as progressive activist. Progressive, not communist activist. It's confusing, isn't it?
It is. It is at that.
Let's just have a restoration project nationwide. Everybody will shut up and get on the same page.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll be back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
All of a sudden, that old rain is falling down, and my world is cloudy and gray. You've gone away, old storm.
Seriously?
I'm sending that out to your favorite porno actress, Stormy Daniels. By the way, you know she got her ass handed to her yesterday, right?
Yeah, and
she lost.
And why did you have to bring her up? You know, folks, you know your junk email that you get? I didn't want to know what Stormy Daniels' breasts look like. But there in my junk email, there's Stormy Daniels. And I thought, and I'd heard about that yesterday, Steve. I thought, oh, well, this is, might be a story that ended up in my junk email about the judge kicking the case out. Right. Lo and behold, I open it up, and there's Stormy on the bed with her boobs bouncing around. And I'm looking at this woman, and I'm thinking, you know, in another 10 years, you're going to be kicking those things down around your knees.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump, I don't, you know, this guy's got better taste than that.
I don't think he did. You heard my logic behind this. I don't think he ever did. I think he's just blackmail. Hey, by the way, talking about political correctness, I learned some new terms now. Looting is no longer called looting. It is undocumented shopping. So I just want to let you know that. If you see people looting, they're now media is going to say they can't use looting because that's a negative. It's undocumented shopping. So I'll let you know that.
Well, what's happening here, folks, is they've revealed themselves for what they actually are. You know, they tried the socialism here with Obamacare. You know, if everybody paid in the system, it'll cost you way less and everybody will be covered. Wasn't the case, was it? And people's premiums were going up 3, 4, 5 times what they were before. So they were really pissed off about that. We've got programs going back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his brand of socialism, half of which the Supreme Court struck down, half of which it didn't. But, you know, we had this communist in this country working it real hard back in the 30s. So here we are, almost 100 years later, they want to get their agenda in and flip our form of government into some kind of socialistic, communistic, kumbaya, feel-good stuff, and people are rejecting it outright. So now they're getting angrier and angrier. I hope they get heated enough to melt their stupid snowflakes. Is Dave still there? He's been holding how long? For an hour?
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. Dave?
Oh, better put him on now.
I better. Dave?
Well, hi, John. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Hey, Dave.
Steve, you know, I love you so much. I mean, you know, we played around a few times before. And, John, I want to start this. I have to agree with everything you guys have said. You know, this
it is
the most farcical reality of non-reality that anyone ever seen. Now, I got a call today, and John, this is why I called you, brother. I had a call from Republic. It appeared I have a. Is that the music?
Yeah, it is. But you got about another minute here. You got a call from Republic.
I did, brother. I've been busy. I've had a lot of things going on in my personal life. I'm a big supporter of Mike and Steve and you, you know. And I love to talk to you guys. We send you money as we can, not as much as we'd like, but you know, as we can. My wife and I do. So, lo and behold, today Republic comes up on my call screening. I'm on the phone with my boss, so I can't take the call, and I call it back. Well, then I go on hold to Mike for just a minute and get on where he blocks me.
Oh, hold on a second. We're top of the hour. Hang on, Dave. We'll be back.
J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.